Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The race for Massachusetts governor has begun, even though Election Day is still more than a year and a half away. The popular incumbent Republican governor, Charlie Baker, hasn't yet said if he'll seek re-election, but Democrat Ben Downing is already running. The 39-year-old former state senator, who announced his candidacy last month, has defied the political odds once before. And as WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks tells us now, Downing is hoping that his early start can help him do it again.
Ben Downing was just 24 when he ran for the state Senate in 2006. Lots of people said it was too soon.
That was young. I think a lot of people thought, you can't do that. You can't do that, Bennett.
I heard that a couple of times.
Yeah.
But Downing defied the doubters and became Massachusetts' youngest state senator ever. He went on to represent Western Massachusetts for five terms. Then, in 2016, he stepped down and went to work for a solar energy company in Boston. Now he's back, taking on a much bigger political challenge. Last month, he became the first Democrat to officially launch a campaign for governor.
You know, the hope, the why is to build a fairer, stronger Massachusetts. The potential of Massachusetts is limitless.
Downing says his campaign will focus on inequality. He describes Massachusetts as a state with vast intellectual resources and enormous wealth, but also with high levels of poverty and stark racial wealth disparity.
Like, we're within this state that is no larger from one end to the next than Silicon Valley, and yet to have those gaps makes no sense at all.
What's the biggest, most troubling symptom of a state that isn't as fair as it should be?
Maybe more personally, when I drop off my son at daycare, right, and I know that Malcolm will get more opportunities than many kids in his classroom because they look different than him, right? Different racial background, different ethnic background, a different zip code. Like, that's wrong. We're better than that.
Downing's policy prescriptions include universal early childhood education, more funding for public schools, state colleges, and universities, as well as new spending on affordable housing and public transportation. To pay for all that,
we need to ask more of the wealthy.
That means reforming a tax system that Downing says has left too many people behind for too long.
It's put a greater burden and a greater responsibility on the middle class, and the working poor, instead of those at the top 1% who have benefited the most from economic growth.
Downing's agenda appeals to progressives like Damali Vido, a city councilor in Chelsea. She applauds Downing for making environmental justice a top priority, an issue particularly important to working-class cities like Chelsea. Beyond that, Vido says Downing has one quality that impresses her the most.
Empathy, 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 empathy. I think empathy.
As evidence of Downing's empathy, Vido points to his support of a transgender rights bill, which passed in 2016. He told her it was one of his proudest moments.
And I'm thinking, how can this cisgendered white man, right, why is he the one pushing this? I think it's important to have someone with the empathy that is able to connect with folks that may have experiences that are not like theirs and still be able to see the humanity in them and want to advocate for them.
But Downing has a steep hill to climb. He'll likely face challenges from other Democrats, including Danielle Allen, a political science professor at Harvard who's exploring a run. It's also possible that a number of better-known Democrats, including Attorney General Maura Healey, could jump in.
I think if Maura Healey gets into the race, she becomes the presumptive nominee in many ways. She is well-known, she will be well-funded, and she's very well-regarded.
Peter Ubertasio is a political scientist and a dean at Stonehill College. He says one of Downing's challenges is that he's not well known across the state. But Ubertasio says the biggest obstacle for any Democrat is Charlie Baker, should he decide to seek a third term.
The governor has remained consistently one of the most popular politicians in Massachusetts over almost now the course of two terms. That's a remarkable feat.
For his part, Ben Downing calls Baker a good man and a dedicated public servant. But Downing says the current moment calls for much more.
It's not enough for the governor to manage the day-to-day. The governor's role is to set a vision and then to advocate for that vision and the steps to get there and then to bring the broader public along with it. Governor Baker hasn't done that.
But that may be a tough case to make to Massachusetts voters. Even the slow and troubled rollout of the COVID vaccine doesn't appear to be tarnishing Baker's shine. A mid-February survey by the Mass Inc. polling group found the governor with a 74% approval rating, a number few politicians ever come close to. It's also a number that defines the challenge facing Ben Downing and any other Democrat should Baker run again. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.